This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
What's so funny over there, Clarky?
Nothing. I just barely got back here in time to get my headphones on and turn on the... Turn on the thing, and I hear Nicole going 10 seconds. I'm like, ooh, and I made it. Got here just in time. Hey, I got a text from Jane that I wanted to read you.
Oh.
Hi, she says, it's Jane. I did a really fun Zoom talk with Louis Capaldi yesterday. It's basically about him writing naked, which is how people should write. It's about him writing naked, fading into nothingness, and eating flaming hot Cheetos. The video's on Jane's Instagram. It's Jane's Instagram, if you want to check it. You like that, Jane? Jane likes when I do.
Oh, she likes your impression?
She says she does. Do people like impressions of themselves?
Well, I don't think it's unflattering.
No, it's. I think it's dead on.
Right. I mean, you can do an unflattering impression of just about anybody, but that is... I think that's very well done.
It's done with love, I'll tell you that right now. We got a lot of love, me and Janie.
Uh-huh.
I was playing a video game the other day and online with kids. And there's this kid singing this song the entire time. Like, you know.
Oh, he's obsessed.
And when the day bleeds. And I was just singing along with him. It was fun. Anyway, that was my story.
That's a good story. Very, very good story.
Just want to say that kids from all around the world love Louis Capaldi, too.
All right.
Sure. Where was the kid from? What do you mean from all around the world?
Well, you know, I play online where there's people from all around, from everywhere in the world, different countries playing this shooting game that I play. It's called Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty. Sure.
So I didn't ask where the kid's from. I don't know him.
But he was singing this with an accent of some kind. He was foreign. Is that what you're saying?
No, he spoke perfect English, but I assume he's from somewhere else, because most of the time they're from across the country or across the world. Anyway, never mind.
Never mind.
I don't know where he's from.
I don't
from
know either.
Anywhere, but everybody knows Louis Capaldi. That's what I'm saying. Damn it. Yeah. All right, never mind.
And he also might be across the country.
The country is my favorite part of that entire thing. I wasn't going to say anything because I'm like, well, everybody screws up a word.
Oh, come on. I love Bryn. What are we going to do? We're going to let that go by?
Give me a break.
Keep that guy in this country.
Throw me for a loop here. I wasn't expecting to say all
that. The country's where all the Cheetos are, obviously.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. So I'm going to read a few of the things you guys have written us. 916 says, hey, Vin, did you know your voice is being used in a promo commercial for a local radio station contest here in Spokane? Heard it yesterday and was like, that's Vinny. There's no mistaking that laugh. No, I did not know that. But
please
Entercom,
tape that and send it.
Entercom would, they could do that, right? I mean, as long as it's our company. I don't know that I have a right to say you can't.
I don't know. In another market? They don't own you. I would love to hear that.
That'd be interesting to hear, yeah, if that's the case. Maybe there. I don't know. I don't care about that.
I smell a lawsuit. I smell a settlement.
No, as long as it's Entercom. If it's another station and it's for sure me, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have a problem even if it was Entercom. Like, you know. We have a contract for me to work on Alice.
Right.
You don't get to take my voice and use it all over the country.
Well, the problem, and here's why I see that being possible, production for many radio stations is done in one room.
Yep.
Maybe in LA or one room in San Francisco, and it's being pushed out to all the different markets. So it doesn't seem that surprising to me, I guess.
We sent lines from something you cut with a good laugh in it, and the guy's like, oh, I'm using that.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. I could see how someone went, yeah, I'll just push that aside and use that later.
Spokane, no one will know.
And I wouldn't have. Thank you for the alert. Right.
Yeah. Please
Morning,
tape
fam.
It.
Hey, Vin, could you ask Bryn to check his email? My boss sent him an email on behalf of the Goodwill CEO and would appreciate a response either way. Thank you.
I am literally looking at that email right now as you're reading that. And
Well, the guy wants a response, Bryn.
Yeah,
get
I'm
on
it right now. I'm reading it as you read it.
You're
that.
The guy, 24/7. Start typing.
So funny.
Let's see. There's a bunch of pieces here, so I'm trying to put them together. Franti's brand doesn't seem to go genetically with modified milk. I don't know.
A2 is, I thought they just go for cows with A2. Is it modified? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I know that there's, know. I'm
I like
living
A2.
That, the non-dairy life at the moment. So we're in oat milk, almond milk, and pea milk.
Yeah,
substitutes. So
and by the way, you pay enough money and people are like, yeah, modified milk. All right. I'm in.
Oh, my God. I mean, especially if you're.
I'll sell you anything.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Sure. Monsanto, you need something? Okay. It's going to cost you, but I'm in. Whatever. Please.
Really?
In this world?
Slappy songs are going to be doing Roundup commercials? All right.
Hell to the yeah. I'm already working on it.
Does Sarah have any plans to ride horses again, says 415?
I ride horses. I mean, I don't have like a regular setup, but I ride as often as I can. The last time I rode was Ireland, though, now that I think about it. So it's been a couple years, actually. But that was awesome. Like, such a dream. The Irish countryside on a misty morning. We sloshed the horses through rivers. And oh, it was freaking awesome. It was a dream. The only thing that could have been better is if we all had hunting gear on and, you know, rode out in the hunt.
And someone was bugling.
Sure, and there were hounds.
Went to one of the 25 DMV offices that are open in California yesterday. Do not go unless you've had a previous appointment. You can't complete certain transactions like real ID yet. Go to their website first. They were turning dozens of people away.
Oh.
Good to know. Yeah, that's important. I know I have a real ID need, but I got everything together for that purpose, and I've been sitting, so I'll wait. Hey, Vin, the DMV may not allow you to come in unless your license is actually due that day. I went to the DMV before the shutdown, and they told me to pay my fee at the kiosk at a local Safeway. What?
That's weird.
My registration was due the following week. What? All right. Check the website, everyone, if you're going to do any business with the DMV, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's confusing. There's nothing worse than waiting through a line and being told to go somewhere else and do more. It's like, can I just please? I waited in the line. Isn't the payoff that I can be done with this thing I'm trying to do?
Well, it's why. So yesterday when I showed up to Trader Joe's, right after we finished our broadcast, I went straight there and there's a line.
Yeah.
And the first thing I do, because I've done what you just said, the first thing I do is, hey, is this the line to get into the store to buy groceries for normal? Like, you've got to make sure that you're not the person.
You're not waiting in some line, right. You don't have to wait. You just walk right in the door there.
Or, you can't come today. Today's not your day. Sorry you waited in the line, but have a good one. What?
Oh, okay, you have a good one, too.
Right, so I check that stuff, absolutely, and that's important. Okay, this is a bunch of mixed up ones I can't get to. Oh, here's one. 201 says, that's why they're called massholes.
Yep. Although they could be tourist holes. You know, a lot of people from all over that area will go in. People who live on the Cape get the hell out of there in the summer a lot of times. My cousins grew up there. And they were like, it sucks here in the summer. It's just regular in the winter.
Oh, to your point, my 17-year-old worked at Marianne's Ice Cream in Aptos for 2 years. Ding, ding. And was constantly treated horribly by impatient tourists. Too bad her story didn't go national. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. Once in a while, somebody rises to the top, you know, goes viral, raises money. It was about the boss guy, right? He was the one who bitched about
it. He posted that he'd lost a great employee due to the behavior of his customers. Right. And it turned out good for her. Regarding boobs, Vinny, my husband is the exact same way. He could see boobs 24/7 until the end of time and never get tired of it.
Yeah. What is it about boobs?
I don't know.
You really, like, break it down. They're just round.
Yeah, I don't know
why.
And
a little bit of funky skin on there, you know?
I wrote the boobs song, and I don't know why. I don't. It's got to be in me already.
Well, it's a mama thing, right? Is that what it is?
I don't think so. They
are milk factories.
Boob fat. But I wasn't breastfed.
Doesn't matter. Maybe that's why you're so fascinated with. We didn't get enough of it in your first year of life. Do we ever get enough boob?
Oh, listen to this. Boob fascination and biology. Listen to the This American Life episode from a few years ago on testosterone. It might blow your mind. It did mine.
Oh.
All right.
Go ahead and listen to it.
That song is all over TikTok. Are we talking about the Doja Cat?
Oh.
Is she probably all over TikTok? Do you guys know?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
So many good songs on TikTok.
Tic-tac-talk, so I don't even know what it's called. Never look at that.
707.
I wasn't on that 5 minutes ago.
707 says, Bottle Rock says they are not canceling. Another one says, I'm still willing to go to Bottle Rock if they have it in October.
Oh, that's right. They pushed off the dates. I forgot about that.
If people are scared and worried, they should stay home, but I'm going.
Yeah, no, listen, I bet you that'll be the least crowded Bottle Rock you've ever been to. Although, who knows? People forget fast. And if we get freed up over the summer, I would be surprised if in October people were like, oh, business as usual, off to Bottle Rock. We're dummies.
I don't think it's specific to any generation. I think it's all young people believe nothing bad will happen to them, or most anyway. So for sure. Young people head right out. I used to.
Well, they feel golden. Nothing will happen.
Right.
We're golden.
You get that sort of untouchable or...
What could possibly go wrong? Cowabunga. Hold my beer. I got this.
Gen Zers are already in the workplace, too. The oldest of them are in their early 20s.
Oh. So my kid's a Gen Z?
I guess.
We have these conversations all the time about where the generations start and stop.
We just found it interesting, and my wife sort of brought it up that she was saying the neighbor kids who are graduating this year are bummed because they don't get to graduate. And she was saying, I think these are the kids that grew up getting celebrations for everything. And so they're not coping well with not getting to have their graduation.
And trophy for participation.
I hate to say it, but I'm not. I feel bad for them, but I'm not super sympathetic towards that. To me, that's just okay. Well, you know, a lot of people are losing their businesses. That's a much bigger deal,
right? Well,
than getting to tap
again,
a keg and get ripped with your friends.
People's perspective. You have to let everybody have their thing. You know, you don't have to trump them with your misery.
I don't think baseball without fans will be that weird. It will be like every Dodger game after the seventh inning. Oh, because they're already leaving to get home out and beat traffic.
Let's beat the traffic.
Right.
That's funny. Be like a lot of A's games too, sadly. A lot of games they play. They just, you know, the whole upper deck is closed. Hardly anybody in the stands. Come on, A's fans.
You guys are fine, even in robot mode. It's very listenable. Okay, well, we don't
thank you very much. We appreciate that you like the robot broadcast.
The hardest part for me is I don't know what's happening, so I'm sitting here rolling and trying to do this, and then
and me, Brynn, and Nicole are looking at each other like, what do we do?
I didn't even see it because I'm busy with my
screens. Yeah, you're
screens.
Reading something. Sure.
So you guys, as it's finally it stopped me, I'm like, what? Come on.
Like, uh-oh. What am I doing wrong? What's happening?
And there's lots of, you know, jumping around, whether they hear it or don't hear it or whatever. So I don't know what to say. Oh, here's one. Morning, Jenny. Have a wonderful day, ladies. And then the next one is LOL, oops. So they don't even know where they sent that to, but.
Just into the ethers.
Right. Wasn't the right place.
That was kind of my Jane impression. She says she loves my impression. She's given me a lot of love this morning. Thanks, Jane.
Oh, well, I haven't heard from her at all, just so you know.
Oh,
not
weird.
One peep.
Huh. Jane, only text me now.
That's fine. I told you. My guy's Krems. I'm all about Krems now.
Lightning
anyway.
Mike? Oh,
yeah.
He's all about
Lightning
me. Don't,
Mike.
I got him too. You gotta find
what?
Somebody else. Go
no,
deeper.
You don't.
What does that mean you got him?
Yeah, me and Krems, we're friends.
No, talk you're not.
Time. Sure we do. Yeah,
get out of here.
Talking to him last night before bed. Nighty night, Lightning Mike.
You can't even give me Lightning Mike.
I like him. I want him. I'm just kidding. You can have him.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I liked his ex-girlfriend. I think they broke up, right?
I don't know. I did like her, too. She was...
I liked her.
Wait, which one?
Talking about the intern?
The one that was an intern here, and then they wound up being together. And I can't think of her name, but I loved that girl.
I did, too. I can't think of her.
They were such a... We've had some great... No. Do you remember her name?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what is it?
You do?
Because I'm actually tight with Krems.
It's like Daphne or...
Penelope!
Darling.
Pretty sure it's Rosie.
Rosie!
It was Rosie.
And Rosie like went to Pixar or something like that, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good for her.
She's still there, I wonder?
I don't know.
Rosie, call us.
Yeah, call us, Rosie. Give us an update on your life. We know about Krems. Boring. And so about you.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Oh, Lightning Mike. He knows I love him. I'll talk to him tonight, put him to bed, like usual.
408 says, it's totally raining in San Jose.
Oh. Was it raining at your house right now, Vinny?
It's not.
My
no.
house is partly sunny.
I actually see blue sky overhead.
Oh.
Teenage daughter during quarantine. We have let the boyfriend come over.
Oh,
both are
boy.
15 and can't drive yet, and his parents are super strict about the quarantine, like our household. No other friends are coming and going. Yeah, that would be a tough one. I would have a lot of trouble with that. Letting some teenage boy hang around, I'd be...
Yeah, you think?
Be hard for me.
Well, you just don't know who all you're letting in. It's like, you know, it's like VD. It's
wait.
Everyone they've ever done.
Does Riley lecture Sean like he does Sarah about the social distancing?
No one can really talk to Sean. Yeah, right, has his own thing, and you really can't tell him. No, I'm kidding. He totally does lecture him. You're going to let him go? Well, actually, he lectures us about... letting yeah right leave. He can't lecture yeah right, nobody can. I'm like, what am I gonna say to him? He goes, you have to stay home. I go, yeah, you're not his parents. We need to just certainly we need to let happen, even if we all die, hun. Sorry,
we
can't fight that kid.
We already have to do that with our oldest daughter as she tries to parent the baby. We're like, listen, we want you two to stay friends and like each other. That kid's going to hate you if you're the one, you know, throwing down the law around here. So leave it to us.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, she wants to be a mommy.
Well.
It's all I wanted to be when I was little.
Really?
When I was really little, yeah.
And then what happened?
And then I started hating kids. You know what happened? I started babysitting when I was a little, you know, mini teenager, 12, 13. I was a terrible babysitter.
Well, and you also got a real look at what it's like.
Yeah.
Hard.
It sucks. It is hard.
It's work. It's like you find yourself going, wow, I can't even look away.
Yeah. This kid's going to jump off the balcony.
You know what? My kid has that thing, the baby.
Yeah.
She's got that thing where you go, no. And she looks at you and smiles
and
then looks at the
it.
Thing she wants to do. And you're like, oh, she's going to do it anyway. And then you can't help but wait. You kind of go like, well, let's see what's going to happen here. And then she does it. And you go, oh, crap.
In the olden days, my mom used to just bat me off the head, you know? I said no! I got really head shy. I was like, you know, every time she picked up her hand, I'd be ducking away from it. No.
Good one. All right.
All right. Oh, I love you so much, Mom.
We're caught up. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope it's sunny wherever you are today. Vinny and I are off to start our days. He'll be babysitting and I'll be oversharing on Instagram.
Well, some call it babysitting. Most call it dadding.
Mm. What do you call it?
Well, daddy daycare is the best way to word that, right?
It's like dad camp. You got to keep him busy. Right. All right, a little arts and crafts, a little P.E.,
hey, I wanted to read this quick text because this is from Kara, the lady that helped us with our kitchen remodel with all natural stone. Hey, Sarah and Vinny, so glad you're on during the lockdown. Hope you and Christina are still loving your kitchen. Tomorrow's my birthday. Can I get a shout out? I'm stuck in my house alone while sheltering in place.
Oh.
Stay healthy. Love you all. Kara. And Kara is the design expert at All Natural Stone who helped us with our remodel. So happy birthday,
Kara.
Yeah, she did.
Is today her birthday or tomorrow? Did you get this yesterday and save it for today?
No, it looks like tomorrow's her birthday, but I don't know if we'll remember. Will we remember?
Right. Well, we might, but I don't know if you would. So
anyway,
happy birthday to Kara. She did. I mean, your place looks amazing. That kitchen.
It came out great.
It's gorgeous. It's weird. Like, you finished your major kitchen remodel. We finished our studio. Like, everything was done just in time for lockdown.
Yeah, I bet that. Well, it's hard. And so All Natural Stone, if you're considering a kitchen remodel, look them up. They're online.
Get it booked for after we get out of this.
And happy birthday, Kara.
Yeah.
So, that's it for me. I'm going to go hang with my kid, and then I don't know where I'm off to next. Maybe a little run. Maybe a little exercise for
Dad.
That
sounds fun. No surfing, though, huh?
No. No, that's not going to happen. That takes too long.
Bryn, you look like you're thinking about something. What are you doing today? You daddy daycaring too, or are you?
I'm in the process of building a shed.
Oh, you're building a shed. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
put that up on Instagram.
Stuff.
I'm going to need to see that.
Wait, you didn't just go buy a Rubbermaid shed at Home Depot and then, you know, plop that down in the dirt and hope it sits okay?
No, I'm going to build it.
Oh,
are you laying a cement foundation?
Just little posts, you know.
Oh, pier and post. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Not that way, because I thought about that. I want to move it if I need to.
Oh. So you're not sinking them down in. You're building like a. You'd be able to hike that thing up and move it, huh?
It's gonna be heavy.
Yeah, it's a house basically.
Mm-hmm. It's a small house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Can people live in there?
Oh, you can rent it out. Airbnb.
A small person, sure. It's a small shed.
Oh. Well, we're going to need to see that.
Wow. I'd love pictures. I haven't seen anything from Brinny Boy in a long time.
I know. You haven't posted anything in forever.
I'm just busy, you know.
Yeah.
I hear you. You people with kids.
Stuff like that.
I know. Oh, my God. His job got 10 times harder right as we went into lockdown. He's the producer of the show. And I'm just like, I think nothing of him. I'm like, well, you're the producer. Tickety-tackety-tick. Send. Get that done.
Oh, Bryn.
All right, have a great day. I know Bryn won't. And we'll catch you back here on Hope Day.
Bye.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.